Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In my last, this was two parishes ago, we had a wonderful lady by the name of Merle. Merle was a good German lady. She had never married and spent many years as a beloved teacher in the local school district. She was also one of the heirs of the Harold Connect fortune. Harold was a local entrepreneur who founded a series of local newspapers in ours and the surrounding counties. And that was over 100 years ago, and they were still, those newspapers were still going strong. Merle eventually got older and more senile. And she had no children to help her with her care, so at the age of 90, she wound up in a nursing home. A few months later, a niece called me from Texas. She said, "I want you to know that my Aunt Merle is in a nursing home 50 miles from the church." I said, "I know, I've already been there." She said, "I just wanted to make sure that you're visiting her because the church is the sole beneficiary of her estate, and right now she has over $1 million. I assured her that I would see Merle regularly, and she would get the same pastoral care that everyone got, even though it was an hour and a half round trip to see her. And after that phone call, I remember my heart starting to race and my palms starting to sweat. You know, $1 million, I'm sure, to you sounds like a lot of money, but it was a whole lot more money to our little church. We were always a struggling little church, and we just had a sanctuary and a fellowship hall, and that was it. And for Sunday school, we just had some dividers that we put out. And we had a small endowment fund of $22,000. And we had just finished wrestling with, is there any way we could build an addition so we could have real Sunday school classrooms? However, the cost was absolutely staggering for our little church. It was just too high. It would cost about $750,000. I decided to keep this as a well-kept secret in the congregation. The only other person who knew about this was the church council president, and as we got new church council presidents over the years, I would let them know about this inheritance we were receiving. We didn't want people to get complacent in their giving as we were waiting for our windfall. And you never know what might happen. Well, Merle got very good care at the nursing home. There were several long hospitalizations, and at the age of 100, 10 years later, she passed away. And I waited to hear, after all those years, how much was left in her estate. Finally, we received a letter from the lawyer's office. After all the hospitalizations and what it cost in the nursing home, her net worth was $12,000. At that time, $12,000 was what the state of Pennsylvania left in your bank account once you ran out of money in a nursing home. We later found out that the nephew that had financial power of attorney simply had put the money into a checking account and never invested it. And looking back, I'm really glad that we kept it a secret And we didn't ever tell the congregation about that phone call that we got from Merle's niece years earlier. The lesson behind this is not that we shouldn't count our chickens before they hatch, but rather that we can't really always count on an inheritance in this life. Inheritances have a way of getting, well, disappearing or getting eaten up. I have always liked the bumper sticker that says, "I am spending my children's inheritance." I've told my parents that I don't want their inheritance. I'd rather that they spend their money making sure that they are comfortable throughout their life. I would much rather them spend it on a trip or something that makes them really happy or comfortable in their life, rather than simply saving it as a gift for me. And I've told my daughters, don't plan on inheriting anything from me. I'm planning on spending their inheritance. Sometimes we inherit things that aren't so good. We inherit diseases. I have a half-sister who inherited that dreaded breast cancer gene. I know there are young people, including, you know, my daughter, who's extremely concerned about what kind of an environment or planet they're going to inherit as they get older. But our heavenly inheritance is something that is totally different. St. Peter writes, "By God's great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you." Our heavenly inheritance is the promise of the new kingdom. That's a promise that we first receive in the waters of baptism. That's a promise that is renewed each and every time we hear those words, "given and shed for you." That's a promise that we hear repeated over and over again in Holy Scripture. St. Peter also writes that our heavenly inheritance is imperishable. That earthly inheritance that we hope from Merle just plain disappeared over the years. Not so with our heavenly inheritance. It's a promise that will stand no matter what. St. Peter writes that our heavenly inheritance is something that is undefiled. Sometimes the things we inherit in this life are curses rather than blessings, things that we would rather not receive, like that breast cancer gene or environmental problems. Not so with our heavenly inheritance. It is the greatest of all gifts that we receive. St. Peter writes that our heavenly inheritance is unblemished. A few years ago, my parents offered me a really special gift. My great-grandfather spent his years working on the railroad, and when he retired, he was given a really special retirement lantern. It even had his name engraved on it. And the family has treasured it for years, and it's in absolutely pristine condition. We even have had it put in a glass case to preserve it. Several years ago, Our church had an antiques roadshow, and I brought it in to be appraised. The appraiser told me that it wasn't worth very much. Now, if we actually had the lantern that he used on the railroad, no matter how beaten up it was, that would have been worth a lot of money. But that lantern that we have is still treasured by our family. It's not so special in the eyes of the world, but it's special to us. Our heavenly inheritance is something that's going to continue to shine brilliantly forever. St. Peter writes again, "By God's great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, unblemished, kept in heaven for you." And that inheritance of the kingdom is something that we can build our lives upon. And there's one more thing about that heavenly inheritance. Remember how I decided to keep Merle's inheritance a secret, just in case it didn't work out? You know, with our heavenly inheritance, there is no just in case. So our heavenly inheritance is something that we need to proclaim here and now. For the benefits of this inheritance are not just in the future, but are benefits that we receive this day. We live as part of the kingdom right now. We live in the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ right now. Jesus Christ has been risen from the dead, and the victory has been won this day. Alleluia. Let us claim our rights as heirs right now. Let us live our lives in such a way that we proclaim that inheritance, that all can see it and all might share it. You know, our inheritance, our heavenly inheritance, is something that is not diluted when we share it. It's something that's multiplied. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Alleluia.